Well, we've very clearly seen in this election campaign how transgender rights has become a divisive issue for the Liberal Party following the controversial comments by the Liberal candidate for Warringah, Catherine Deaves. Now, some young trans people are working to reclaim the narrative.
Is gender really the best way to categorise athletes?
Trans women are not the problem.
There's so much discourse around testosterone being this all-powerful substance.
Why?
Trans people have been stigmatised for decades,
but I didn't know that it was this bad.
It's really hard.
I've got a lot to say, sorry.
Yeah, that is the new trailer of a 15-part documentary series called Trans Athletica, which is about to be released on the social media platform TikTok. Former Victorian state badminton player Rudy Jean Rigg co-wrote and hosted the series, and he joins me now. G'day, Rudy. How are you?
Hello. I am doing very well, thank you.
Look, the first things first, I mean, releasing a documentary on TikTok, this is the cutting edge here really, isn't it? I mean, no going into cinemas, no going to TV, just straight into people's phones.
Absolutely. TikTok certainly does that.
So tell me about yourself, Rudy, and how you got to here.
Look, I have quite a lengthy and sometimes complicated journey to sort of what has found me here today. But I guess it really started for me when I was in my teens. I was performing at quite a high level in badminton, making my way up as I went. And I found myself realizing that I wasn't a cisgender person. So I was trans. I just didn't really have any words for it. And I came across a very odd battle, which was sort of battling between, or feeling at least, that I had to choose between playing sport or being myself, because I didn't feel like there was a space for me in the sporting world.
And is that because you were unable to compete in competitive badminton as a trans person?
At the time, I hadn't even got that far into thinking whether that would be an issue or not. I was just plainly concerned with any harassment or discrimination I may have faced. I was concerned for, my family's position in the sport, being people who had jobs and their livelihoods in the sport.
So you come from a big badminton family, do you?
I do, yes. So my grandmother opened what we believe to be the first badminton school in Australia. My mother is a very accomplished badminton player, and so are my sister and I.
And so you mentioned the word choice in the sense that you felt like you had to choose between sport and being yourself. What's that like? Tell me.
It's something that I would never wish upon anyone, to be really honest. I don't think anyone should ever have to choose between being themselves and participating in something that is fulfilling for them and brings their life a lot of joy and, makes a positive impact on their life. And so particularly as a young person, it was just a situation that I didn't want to find myself in, and it caused a lot of I think domino effect into other parts of my life as well. So it was very hard to grapple with, which is why I didn't come out at 15 or 16.
And in terms of medical treatments, you've had some surgery and treatments, is that right?
Yeah, so I have. So while being non-binary is not identifying as a man or a woman, it's just a sort of another, I guess for me it's a big bucket of everything. So I had what we call top surgery, which is basically, for want of a better way of explaining it, it's just masculinizing my chest. So I had that in the midst of 2020, which was a completely life-changing, surgery for me. And I also am on testosterone, which is something that I think people don't really expect non-binary people to do, because I think there's an assumption that if you're non-binary, then you don't want to participate in the binary, gender. But for me, it's an extremely affirming thing to be able to access, and it has improved my livelihood in ways that I just cannot explain.
Your livelihood? Do you mean in terms of your professional work?
Well, I think, my professional work, being a creative person, it bleeds into my life, because if I wasn't able to be creative, if I was look, put it this way, before I was able to access testosterone I and you know, access these life-saving treatments, I had very bad mental health. And so I wasn't able to be creative. I wasn't able to participate in work. I wasn't able to participate in anything that I wanted to do in the way that I wanted to do it, because I was, you know, I was not feeling good and I was not feeling like myself.
So how have you viewed the debate at the fringes of this election campaign about trans people in sport?
Well, I don't think it's a debate, to be honest, because everyone has a human right to participate in sport and everyone has a human right to be themselves. And so to see it framed as a debate, I think for me, that's quite frustrating. But we've been filming, we filmed the documentary basically across this sort of, across this time. We filmed it in the last month or so. And so it was quite a relevant topic for us on set.
Yeah, I read that it was hard for you to get people in sport who identify as transgender to speak to you during this time. Is that a direct connection with the comments of people like Catherine Dees?
People were finding it very hard to feel comfortable to be a part of this documentary. And rightly so, I think. Why would someone want to talk about being trans, and why would someone want to talk about participating in sport when you have people saying, you know, such discriminatory comments and on such a large scale? So I completely empathise with those that, you know, we had calls with and that sent lovely, you know, emails the next day or the following week to say, you know, thank you, but I can't do this because, you know, I'm worried about my mental health and my life and my safety.
So what do you say to people like Catherine Dees who say that trans women shouldn't be able to compete with biological women in sport?
Well, look, this is, it's the same thing that I would say to anyone that has sort of any misconception of what, you know, the trans experience is that there's more education that's needed. Everyone can learn more. I can learn more. You know, learning is something, it's not finite, and knowledge is not finite. And you know, people just need to take the time to learn and listen and just grow what they understand about things like this.
But in terms of those people who say that, you know, trans women shouldn't be able to compete with biological women, how do you respond directly to that?
Well, you just need to watch the documentary. I think we really go through all that you possibly can sort of go through, and hopefully we'll be able to dive into it more in a subsequent season. But we address so many things in the documentary, and you know, it's great bite-sized pieces. 1 minute, I mean, that's, you know, jump on and watch it.
Rudy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Former Victorian State badminton player Rudy Jean Rigg. He co-wrote and is the host of a new documentary series called Trans Athletica, and you can catch that on TikTok. It'll be released next month.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.